Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hi, Michelle. Hey, I was looking at my bank account online, and I have a charge from you guys, and I don't know what it is.
Okay.
And I don't remember authorizing this.
Let me locate it for you. Can I have a zip code, please?
Sure, 34210. And normally, anything I order online, I always go through PayPal. So that's a big red flag to me.
Okay. Can you confirm your name for me, please?
Laura Young.
I have Noah Young.
That's
my
son. Do
you know who that is? Okay.
Yeah.
Could you confirm?
But a lot of times I use his name for stuff just because he likes to get packages.
Okay. Could you confirm a shipping address to verify, please?
What is this, first of all?
I'm glad to tell you what it was. I do have to verify that I'm speaking to the right person.
Okay. 3427 57th Avenue Drive West, Bradenton, Florida, 34210.
Thank you. Let me see what this was.
It says Better Health Line.
It says here, what I'm looking at, a contest entry to win a Dyson vacuum. The company that was handing the Dysons out would be Bytes.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was only supposed to be like a $3 or $5 shipping fee. So, no, we need to reverse this.
Well,
ridiculous.
They did
they
signed
never
you
said
up
that.
For the Bytes Help meal planning app. They count your calories for you, meal plan. That would be the
no,
company that
No, I don't want any of
the
that.
Dyson.
No, no, no.
Yes,
no,
ma'am.
No.
Just letting you know what it was.
Okay. Well, I just want this refunded to my account.
Would it interest you for a 50% discount if you still wanted the Dyson?
No.
Okay.
No, it was, you know, it said I just had to pay like $5 for shipping.
Well, it is a contest entry. They don't,
Yeah,
to
no,
win a
forget
Dyson.
It. I'm not. I don't even trust you if you're going to charge my account like this. You know, and it's funny because I don't usually do stuff like that. And I was like, well, because it is something neat, like to, in the kitchen to clean up the cat litter, which drives me nuts. I thought, well, I had something like that before, but
yeah.
No, let's just refund everything. I don't
I
like that you went
your,
ahead. Yay.
I canceled
okay.
your account to prevent any future charges as a courtesy. We can do a $45 refund. $5 was used to set up the app that's in your email. We can do that today if you like.
What do you mean the app to set up my email?
What I mentioned when I was explaining to you, the Bytes Hub meal planning app, that's what the $49.89 charge was for to win the
what
Dyson.
What do you mean the Byte?
Bytes Hub meal planning app, the app that I was explaining
oh.
to you.
Oh, so that's like, so I think I had to select something. I know, I always get like doing those surveys. Mm-hmm. So I selected something that did that. Which
yeah,
is,
so basically a lot of people just subscribe to the app to be able to get the prizes every week. But the app itself is something on your phone that you download. They send you an email to do so.
No, I didn't do that. I just did this all probably through Facebook.
Well, no worries. I can go ahead and do that courtesy refund right now if you like and give you
so
a confirmation.
So the whole $49.89?
Well, like I said, a $45 courtesy refund.
So then you said it was for setting the app up, but I didn't set up the app. I never paid to get an app.
No, they set up the app for you for a login in your email.
Oh,
yeah.
I got you. All right. Well, hey, you know, as long as I can get as much back as I can. But
yes, ma'am.
See,
well,
you know, it's like a long time ago I ordered like some face lotion or something, mm-hmm. and I didn't realize you have to call and cancel it. Otherwise, they keep shipping it. It's like $70 a month. I'm like, no,
ooh.
Stop. I know. See, I never do stuff like this for a reason.
I gotcha.
Because it always
well,
comes and bites me.
I have
okay.
a confirmation number if you need it.
Sure. And it was $45?
Yes, ma'am. That'll come back as a refund in 3 to 5 business days. The confirmation number
sure.
is C as in cancel, 920-42-84-91. You should see a confirmation in your email, too.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good day. But do you get people calling bitching all the time about shit like this?
I do tell you that we have a lot of companies that we work for, so
oh,
I do get a couple calls from the
like, what
surveys.
Is this church? Yeah. Well, you hear? Have you heard of the store, You Break It, I Fix It?
No.
Well, it's a store like you bring your laptop in and they can see what's wrong with it. Well, my laptop died, so they were going to reinstall the hard drive. Well, you know, you sign the paper, yes, I authorize you to do this. Well, guess what? I guess I okayed something that said I signed up for a home warranty. And I didn't notice it until like $29 a month was coming out of my checking account.
Wow.
Sneaky, isn't that?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, see,
they should have told you about
else.
That.
Well, you know, it was in the fine print that I do.
Okay.
You just sign stuff in a big,
right.
long contract, and I didn't read it. Gotcha.
Gotta make sure you leave stuff then. You too. Yep. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye.